Okay. Well, I'm back.
Oh, brilliant, Mick.
That's the thing, living in the inner city, you're never far away from a shop that can sell a few tins of beans.
Right, yeah. Nice beans.
Good beans.
So, what time is it now? How are we getting on? 7:15. So, it's just about getting light over there, I can see. What day is it today? Sunday.
Sunday, rise and shine. It's the Dr. Fuckwit and Mr. Fuzz breakfast show.
Okay, I think in the second part of the show here, we're going to exchange some of our music, or back-on-back mix between DJ versus DJ. Dr. Fuckwit takes on Mr. Fuzz for the ultimate loser of the month. So here we go. And I'm going to hit Mick first hard with Royal Trucks. Juicy, juicy, juicy.
If I had to send it back, kinda like your mama to the boy and holes, fucking cops up to hanging it loose. Paid our membership dues. Juicy, juicy, juice.
Oh,
there you go. That was a good song to drink your juice to.
Yeah, did you get your can of juice down during that one?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Royal Trucks, who kind of like should have made a little bit of the portion of money that a certain Scientologist made. I always thought.
Really?
A little bit better. Four-letter word beginning with B, ending in CK.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that'll do. yeah. So we're gonna move over to Mick on the decks, Mick.
Yes.
Look at Mick now. Okay. He's got his record out. He's put on the deck. Can he do it? Can he get the needle down on the record?
It's not. It's electronic.
It's been a while since he's done it.
I don't know if this is bad or not, but it's just ripping off a song from SoundCloud and playing it as part of the internet radio, from Crystal Distortion, who is my favourite techno artist. We'll be right back. There you go, that was Crystal Distortion.
So tell us about them then, Mick.
So that's a guy called Simon, who used to do stuff with Spiral Tribe. And it's worthwhile Googling Crystal Distortion to find out different tunes and that. There's a lot of stuff out there.
That sounded pretty good to me. And
anyway,
I'm not really
a techno artist. And look on SoundCloud, actually. SoundCloud, and look for Crystal Distortion. There's some good stuff up there.
SoundCloud seems to be the thing now for music. MySpace is really stupid and childish in comparison, I think.
It's so funny seeing so many MySpace pages that just look so shit. And it's just like some people just going, fuck you, MySpace, you stole all my tracks, you cunts. Like, you click on these MySpace links now and half the time they're just fucked. Or they've got, like, pictures of dog poo on them, like, that's the latest shit. It's like someone's obviously hacked it or spammed it, and, like, people just abandoning it in fucking droves. It's fucking brilliant. I love it. Every time I see one of those, I go, yeah!
Well, I guess it was a pretty cheap shit service in the end of the day, wasn't it? I
mean, it was bad.
Pretty cheap shit. But, you know, the general idea of using the internet is
it got people
great.
Started, man. And now they're moving on to better shit, aren't they?
I'm just absolutely... I'm blown away with the. I think really, you know, there hasn't been a new wave in music that could counter punk or techno in the way that music has had a real. There's been a real revolution in music that's also had a social sort of element on a different level ever since then. But this thing is the kind of modern equivalent of it. This whole idea that people share their music for nothing and when breaking away from the music industry, and it's just another layer of it really, because punk started off the whole DIY releasing the music for yourself, and then, you know, rave broke into this whole idea of, like, it doesn't belong to people, just, like, you know, just fucking a few beats or something, like, it doesn't belong to anyone, just, like, mix it and sample it and have fun with it and enjoy it, and, like, and there's these evil people out there now still collecting royalties off, like, loads of tiny, tiny people who just make nothing out of anything, collecting loads of money off them to give to rich cunts like Michael Jackson. Sorry, I'm allowed to say the C word. I am Dr. Fuckwit. Rant over. Sorry, so, Mick.
I don't know if Michael Jackson's that welcoming of that, you know, at the moment.
Just to right
let you know,
now,
he died a while ago.
Yeah, I'm a bit out of touch, I guess.
But I'm with you in spirit in what you're saying. I'm with you in
really
spirit.
Lost it there, didn't I? That's why I'm not a politician.
It's not the 90s anymore.
And I'm just a shit DJ. But the point that I was trying to make is still valid. Like, yeah. And like, I really, really like this whole idea. Like, I make music, albeit, you know, shit music, but it's as valid as anything else.
No, I'm with you. I like keep right. music crap. I've been saying that for ages.
Don't want to make money out of it, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah, I do. I'd love to make money out of it on one level as well, but I don't want to make people pay to actually listen to it. The whole point is, if people want to listen to it, that's isn't that what you're supposed to want people to do with the whole fucking thing? I don't know. Don't make it commercial.
Don't make
it
commercial.
Overproduce,
man. You can overproduce that shit easily, man.
Technology is available to people to just do in their bedrooms, and that was the thing that got punk rock going, and that was the thing that got techno going as well, because, like, just normal people could get hold of this shit, and you know, I don't know, I never played with the techno stuff, but when I first got my first electric guitar and my first drum kit, just to, like, fucking make those noises, I mean, fucking hell, man, that's such a hit. He didn't get the thing I was mentioning earlier about the four-letter word. He didn't get the Beck reference, did you?
No.
He's a Scientologist.
It's Beck. Is he a Scientologist?
Thought, yeah, Royal Trucks were a little bit better. Anyway, that's irrelevant. And we've been rambling on far too long.
It was good, anyway.
If we're going to play some more music. We'll be right back.
Yeah, man, that's kind of far out there.
Yeah, yeah, that was another one of England's pioneers of psychedelia of the third wave. I don't know, sort of around the late 80s, early 90s, the Hair and Skin Trading Company. They were called. Yeah.
Are they from Liverpool? Because they do a lot of that kind of stuff in Liverpool, don't they?
I think they were from down south, but they were definitely English, but I'm not really
Bristol,
sure.
Maybe.
No idea.
Okay.
But that was, yeah, that their stuff is so varied. I mean, there's no way that is, like, you couldn't play one track by that entire group that would be representative of what they do, which is kind of good. I mean, that's what I aim for, that in what I try to create with music.
What were they called again?
The Hair and Skin Trading Company.
You'd have to just forgive me because I was slightly entranced by that. You know?
It's very psychedelic, isn't it?
Yeah, it took me pretty deep down that one.
It really, really is. Yeah, all their stuff's really, really psychedelic in like a really full-on way. Like, you know, if you're a real serious acid head out there and you really want to go out there to the other side, shit. And you think you can, you know, go there where only few have gone before you.
I just realised the thing that I was going to play you is totally, totally inappropriate.
Why is that? Has he got some sort of rude things going on at all?
No, not in that way inappropriate. It's just because it was like a bit, like a different type, a different vibe. But I'm going to play
Okay. I tried to follow on with your vibe, but it's going to be hard.
And it's 69... Oh, hold on, actually. No, I'm going to play this.
Decisions.
Yeah, I reckon this will be it. This will be along the same lines.
Okay. Tell us about that, then, me.
Hello? All right, there you go. That was 69 dB, and that was a mix called... Can you read that? Can you read French? It's a French name.
I really wouldn't like to read it, to be honest.
Quimperlé? Quimperlé.
I'm glad you said it.
Because that was... What was it? That was like 11 minutes of a 157-minute mix.
Yeah, that was a big mix, Mick.
So I'll put it on the redbricksradio.org.uk website, and people can download it from there.
And really, really get tranced out. It's, I know some really famous Tory politicians, so if anyone's out there and wants to get the lowdown on them, just give us a bell at drfuckwit.com. Anyway, here we go.
Endless.
Okay, that was that was
pretty deep.
Yeah, that was from an album with Alan Vega, who was the vocalist from Suicide. Mick says he hasn't heard of them, but they were.
I haven't. It's true.
A cult, I suppose, act from the era of punk from 77, 78, and it kind of had this electronic techno music background with Alan Vega's vocals, and this is Alan Vega coming out of retirement to add vocals to music by Pansonic, and the track's called Endless, and I'm going on kind of endlessly about that.
Well, it's good to like hear this shit, man. I will go and investigate that with the many online tools available to me.
It's on Blast First Records. More famous for releasing stuff like Big Black and the kind of noise bands that I grew up listening to, and they end up putting out stuff that was more in mixed territory as well along the line. So it all crosses over at the end of the day. It's all music. So
it's all weird.
And it's all a load of weird fucking drug-taking freaks from different... basically, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, people who probably some of the powers would be would rather were put down at birth or maybe put away. So here we go.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men.
Okay, Mick, what was that?
I'm not sure if I've ever heard that before in my life. That was Woob and Emperor.
Woob?
Woob. And, like, I played that first track off the album called... I don't know. I was expecting a different track, which sort of was more of a urban kind of weird journey, like ambient loop, but I enjoyed the sounds on that a lot.
That was a nice, I like that one. It's kind of like a sub bass dubby sort of effort. That was all right in my book.
Get away with a lot of that.
Yeah, you get away with that with me.
Okay.
I'm going to try and follow on as we are in that head to head tonight. Here we go. leave the oven on, mate.
Shit, I think that was a microwave.
That's Sigur Rós. I don't know if I'm saying that right. The Icelandic space rockers. I don't know if this if they're still extant, so to speak. I'm not going to even try and tell you the name of the track, but the bit in brackets I can pronounce afterwards. Bam, bam, bam. If that gives you a clue.
Yeah, I think it's time we change the mood, people. This is Red Bricks Radio, and we're talking about... Okay, can we start again?
Bring it on, mate.
Can we start again?
Start again.
Okay. Okay. So, now we're going to change the mood, and we're going to go straight into a bit of DJ Cleo with his song. Tell me what it is, Mr. Fuckwit. Dr. Fuckwit, what is this song called?
It's called More Ruthless.
More Ruthless on a Sunday morning, bringing you up to speed with some South African Kwaito. This is DJ Cleo.
enjoyed that one, Mick.
Cool. That one was DJ Cleo, and it was called More Ruthless. And that's the kind of thing that I'll be playing down One Tree Island this Saturday. Coming, I've fucked it up now. Because it's Sunday morning, isn't it?
He's mixed it up. He played that last night.
So,
he did that last night.
I did that last night.
But every now and again he does do it, don't you, Mick? Down at One Tree Island.
Yeah. Last night I was down at One Tree Island, and if you listen to this before it happens, then it's on the...
Jump in your time machine, everyone.
9th. It's on the 9th of April. And it's going to be
on New Year's Eve 2010, because I can see the poster on the wall here.
Now, that was a fucking... Now,
free
entry. I put that poster on
the salutation.
Because New Year's Eve...
The renowned OTUI New Year's Eve returns to the salutation.
Fucking brilliant. 2010.
Is that gone, Mick?
No, you just got the date wrong.
2011,
really.
Some more music, I think, at that point.
What have you got for us?
I've got something really... You've just got to listen to this, really. I'm sorry. Just very, very quiet start, then becomes very loud.
It's on fire, and there's no driver at the wheel. And the sewers are all muddied with 1,000 lonely suicides. And a dark wind blows. The government is corrupt, and we're on so many drugs with the radio on and the curtains drawn. We're trapped in the belly of this horrible machine, and the machine is bleeding to death. The sun has fallen down, and the billboards are all leering, and the flags are all dead at the top of their poles. It went like this. The buildings toppled in on themselves. Mothers clutching babies picked through the rubble and pulled out their hair. The skyline was beautiful on fire. Twisted metal stretching upwards. Everything washed in a thin orange haze. I said, kiss me, you're beautiful. These are truly the last days. You grabbed my hand and we fell into it like a daydream or a fever. Thank you. fell a little further down. For sure it's the Valley of Death. I open up my wallet, and it's full of blood.
Oh, do you know what? I just went down the corner shop and I opened up my wallet and it's fucking full of blood.
Really?
How fucking weird is that?
Last time I opened mine, it was empty, but that was my thought for the day anyway. Dr. Fockett's thought for the day, so in a musical kind of way. Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful.
Yeah, it is actually.
You put the pressure on now. I might have to...
It's too beautiful, that. I mean, it's just, yeah.
Let's swap over. I'll try and put on another tune that'll be my...
That was Godspeed, You Black Emperor, anyway, for anyone who didn't know.
Who was that by?
Godspeed, You Black Emperor, a Canadian group who've been making music on and off now for, I think, 15 years or so. That's called the Dead Flag Blues. And that's just an edit of that track, actually, because it goes on for, like, 15 minutes or so. If that doesn't make you love them, find out more about them, get a load of free music off them on the internet as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's just swap it over here. Cool. I'm getting pretty blankered now.
Mr. Q there, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Mr. Q, okay, so... That was pretty deep, man.
Yeah, it was quite deep, wasn't it? It was kind of religious music for a Sunday morning. I mean,
It's true, man. It's Sunday morning. I think I might try and just go deeper into it, man.
Take us back into a party vibe, Mick. Come on.
Okay, so I'm trying to
get us going again.
No, I'm trying to, yeah. Basically, we've still got the whole of the day before us.
The sun seems to be going down already and it's not even midday. What's happening with this day?
This song here is to celebrate the sun. This is my Sunday morning sun song.
Okay, let's bring it on. We'll be right back.
Yeah, there you go. I hope that sent you kind of like you're nearly ready to go out and do a bit of Sunday shopping now.
That was Mr. Fuzz for you.
That was like a just off a Colin Dale mix, and I've no idea what it's called, but there you go.
Well, what you can say, we've had our religious thoughts for the Sunday morning.
That was kind of my version of church. That's like church yoga, don't you reckon? That's why church techno.
Church techno.
That last one, yeah.
Has there been many raves in churches?
On the old organ.
There must be some rave ministries out there, surely.
Yeah, there's loads of Christian raves.
Yeah, I never heard of it, but just anything you can make up exists.
Faithless, the guy was Christian, wasn't he?
No idea.
God is a DJ.
Well, I've only got one more tune.
Okay, what is it?
Personally, Dr. Fockwit is going to play out his night with another one of darkness, I'm afraid, people, for your Sunday. So you're going to get so religious after listening to this music. What would you call this? Well, something that stops and starts.
Thank you.
Radio. That was Live Skull.
It was indeed.
Next, that was Dr. Fuckwit there.
I was there, believe it or not.
And this is next one from Mr. Fuzz.
Oh yeah.
Oye. Oye, coño. ¿Qué pasa?
Oye. Oye, mi soul shot. I don't know what that actually says, but like, I like it anyway. That Solar System, like, from Colombia. And you should go online and buy their CDs, Solar System.
I really recommend some of the Colombian shit. It's really good.
It's Colombian shit, and it's really good.
There's some really good shit from Colombia.
Kind of like, it's stuff that's kind of really caught on the Western dance scene.
It's really, yeah, it has been for a while.
Colombian influence is definitely...
In all kinds of levels of society, it's caught on really well.
Definitely.
In media circles are here.
Responded to well.
Yeah.
I just want to say that was a good tune, and... I think that's pretty much it from Red Bricks Radio.
Yeah, we're checking out. I mean, we've done it really. It was Dr. Fockwit versus Mr. Fuzz for Sunday morning show. I hope we've all gone back to bed by now. It's only sensible thing to do.
I think so.
Yeah.
See you down the next place.
Yeah. I'll see you in the graveyard.
No, we can't end like that, not on a Sunday.
Sorry, I mean
not a Sunday ending.
I see.
We have to read it right, like it's the second ending. Alright, okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Red Bricks Radio on a Sunday morning. Hope you have a wonderful day, a lovely spring day, and the sun's shining. And
what is it gonna do with the rest of your day, Mick? What's your plans for the rest of the day?
I think I might do some gardening.
I've got to do a couple of operations, like when I finish these tinnies.
Really?
I've got a couple booked in, a bit of brain surgery, I think, around 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
nice. Somebody...
It's good to have a hobby. And if you need a brain surgeon, please just get in contact with this studio on the usual channels. And
Dr. Fockwit, willing to help.
Is definitely up for helping on a Sunday. Good night. Oh, sorry.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.